Every summer has a story, but for Belly Conklin, summers at Cousins Beach define her entire existence. This isn't just any vacation. It's the cornerstone of her childhood, where she, her brother Stephen, and the Fisher boys, Conrad and Jeremiah, have created a tapestry of memories that shape who they are. The beach house itself feels alive with history. Faded seersucker couches holding the indent of countless naps, hardwood floors bleached pale by years of summer sun, and walls that have witnessed everything from Belly's first steps to her deepest secrets. Time works differently here. Days unfold to their own soundtrack. The police signals breakfast and morning swims, Bob Dylan accompanies afternoon beach sessions, and Billie Holiday floats through evenings heavy with cooking aromas and laughter. The mothers, Laurel and Susanna, affectionately called Beck, form the foundation of these gatherings. Their friendship creating the space where their children can grow together year after year. What makes this summer different? At 15, Belly arrives feeling transformed. For the first time, she feels pretty. No longer the awkward girl with braces and glasses, but someone emerging into young womanhood. And this summer, everything is about to change. This year feels different from the moment Belly arrives. Her braces are gone, contacts have replaced glasses, and she carries newfound confidence. When Jeremiah's eyes widen at her appearance, it confirms what she feels. Something fundamental has shifted. Even Conrad, who always treated her like an annoying kid sister, begins looking at her differently. After the annual toss Belly and fully clothed tradition, there's an electric moment as he holds her foot longer than necessary, leaving her simultaneously dizzy and hyper-aware. Belly's transformation extends beyond appearance. She's asserting herself, speaking up when excluded, making plans with new friends instead of waiting for invitations, and managing emotions when Conrad talks to other girls. When she pulls Conrad into the pool, she's challenging the power dynamic that has defined their relationship for years. This summer marks the threshold between childhood and adulthood, when innocent games yield to complicated feelings and crushes evolve into something deeper. Conrad and Jeremiah Fisher are opposites, yet both central to Belly's world. At 18, Conrad was once the perfect leader, but this summer he's transformed. Quitting football, smoking, and withdrawing after a breakup. Despite his coldness, he still gives Belly that roller coaster feeling. Jeremiah contrasts his brother completely, sunny, reliable, and attentive. He teaches Belly to drive stick shift, makes Twizzler straws for their sodas like when they were kids, and remembers what matters to her. Their brotherhood carries complexities. "My dad likes Conrad better than me," Jeremiah once admitted. Conrad achieves effortlessly, while Jeremiah works harder for recognition. This dynamic grows more complicated when both brothers begin seeing Belly differently. Conrad with reluctant interest and jealousy, Jeremiah realizing his childhood friend could become something more. Their evolving feelings for Belly intensify their rivalry, creating tensions that will permanently alter their summer family. Belly's emotional journey captures the essence of first love. She fell for Conrad at age 10 when he acknowledged her after other boys excluded her. Her feelings deepened at 13, watching him make a Father's Day breakfast despite his dad's broken promises. This summer, Conrad confuses her, playing with her hair one moment, distant the next. He warns boys away while refusing to acknowledge his feelings. Cam, whom Belly meets at a bonfire, offers a refreshing alternative. Unlike the Fisher boys, he speaks French, doesn't drink, and represents uncomplicated affection. His kiss makes her wish it had been her first. When Jeremiah confesses romantic feelings, Belly is stunned. "Why does it always have to be Conrad?" he asks, leaving her without an answer. When Belly finally tells Conrad, "I've loved you since I was 10," his rejection, "I'm not the one, sorry," devastates her. The adolescent emotional landscape unfolds vividly. A touch making your heart race, rejection feeling apocalyptic, unrequited love creating what feels like eternal ache. At the heart of the summer house is the profound friendship between Laurel and Susanna, a bond so deep it has created an extended family beyond blood relations. Their college friendship and summer tradition has fundamentally shaped their children's lives. Belly's relationship with her mother reflects typical teenage rebellion, contrasted with her adoration of Susanna's more indulgent style. When Susanna gives Belly a pearl necklace for her 16th birthday, Belly treasures it, while appreciating her mother's practical gifts less. Only later does she understand these differences reflect their economic realities. Susanna embodies warmth and acceptance, calling Belly a phenomenal woman and promising an amazing summer, one she'd never forget. The revelation of Susanna's returning cancer changes everything. When Belly finally learns the truth everyone else knew, she understands their strange behaviors. Susanna tells her, "You're the luckiest girl in the world to have her for a mother," helping Belly see her own mother anew. These female bonds provide stability amid adolescent turmoil, forming a triangle of strength across generations. Throughout the summer, secrets drive everyone's behavior. Susanna's cancer recurrence, the biggest secret, influences everything, though Belly remains unaware until the end. Conrad's moodiness, quitting football, and substance use stem from knowing about his mother's illness and his parents' divorce. Jeremiah conceals his feelings for Belly until he can't anymore. Belly hides her enduring love for Conrad, her confusion about Cam, and her hurt at being excluded from Susanna's condition. The mothers have their own secrets, too. When they claim their wildest teenage act was planting daisies on a golf course, Conrad challenges them. Susanna simply responds, "Mothers have secrets, too," suggesting an untold history. The beach house itself holds secrets. In its worn furniture, photo albums documenting summer's past, and quiet corners where private conversations happen. It's where past and present converge. When secrets finally emerge, these revelations force everyone to confront avoided realities and make choices that will shape their futures. As summer ends, Belly feels its contradictions. Paradise becomes suffocating, yet she's never ready to leave. Infinity weaves throughout, the summer that stretches endlessly in June, then shrinks in August. Belly's lifelong love for Conrad, the boundless possibilities as they grow apart. In a tender moment, Conrad takes Belly stargazing, pointing out constellations and sharing myths about Orion and Cassiopeia. The vast sky makes Belly feel the reality of being on a planet. Conrad admits he trusts her uniquely. Though they see no shooting stars, he gives her something more meaningful, the moon and stars themselves. When Belly, Conrad, and Jeremiah recite Susanna's favorite poem, "For whatever we lose, like a you or a me, it's always ourselves we find in the sea," they honor tradition while accepting change. In the final scene, Conrad drives from college to Belly's winter home. When he asks if she's coming with him, she can't believe he needs to ask. "Yes," she tells him. Everything from all summers led to this moment, the beginning of something new, yet anchored in their shared history.